Hey, good evening. Welcome to the Planning Commission meeting for 3 May 2022. We will start with introductions. Let's start in South Kitsap.
Good evening, Stacy Smith representing South Kitsap.
Carrie Kaltenborn Corey, South Kitsap.
Okay. And that's good. Central.
Hello, I'm Rick Shattuck from Central Kitsap.
Okay. And Alan?
Alan Beam, Central.
Okay. And then North.
Amy Mull, North Kitsap.
Okay. And
Aaron Murphy, North Kitsap.
And Joe Phillips, North Kitsap. Okay. Welcome and thank you for participating in our local government process. We have important requests. We ask that all microphones, cell phones, and other electronic devices be muted so that it doesn't interfere with someone speaking. Please refrain from having sidebar conversations that interrupt the flow of information. For people wishing to speak, we have a sign-up sheet in the back for those wishing to comment. For internet users, you can click on the raised hand feature to signal you'd like to comment. When you're ready to speak, your sound will be unmuted, and the participant should announce his or her name. Since this is a public hearing, I would also kindly ask that people spell their last name for us. And for call-in users, you can use *9 on your keypad to signal you'd like to comment. The last four digits of the call-in number will be announced and the sound will be unmuted. Again, if you give your first and last name, and you may need to use *6 to unmute your phone. We do accept written comments. We ask that they be submitted to the staff via email by 2 p.m. on the day prior to the meeting. Written comments will be read during the meeting, are limited to the time restriction. At public meetings, that's 3 minutes. Let's see. Okay. And to the adoption of the agenda. I would make recommendations before we adopt the agenda that for the efficiency of the meeting, that we drop the first general public comment period and combine E and G so that the public comment period will be at the end, since we will be hearing from the public on this item. And also, there will be no minutes to be voted on this meeting. So, do I have a motion to adopt the agenda? I see you're talking, Richard, but
I'll move to adopt the agenda as amended.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor of adopting the agenda as amended, please raise your hands, say yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6. Okay, passes. All right, for that, we will skip the adoption of minutes since we don't have them. We are not going to do the general public comment. And we will go straight to the public hearing for the Public Works Department of Ecology permit required update. Ms. Olson, Sarah, did you have comments before we start to accept input?
I think I'm just going to jump right into the presentation.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Do we have anyone in the... Okay. Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm watching, I'm listening. I don't see anybody wanting to speak on this topic. Going once, going twice. Excuse me? Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm jumping right along here. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'll go ahead and start sharing my screen. Okay, how does that look for everybody? Good to go? All right.
Yeah.
So we're here to talk about the Stormwater Business Pollution Prevention Ordinance. We also call it the BMP Ordinance. So why is this ordinance needed? Department of Ecology permits governments to manage and control stormwater so that it does not pollute downstream waters. This permit is called the NPDES permit. This permit is now requiring Kitsap County to create an ordinance which requires certain businesses to implement operational maintenance to protect stormwater. What exactly is stormwater? Stormwater means the runoff during and following precipitation and snowmelt events, including surface runoff or drainage. As stormwater flows over the ground surface, the runoff picks up metals, gasoline and oils, sediment, pathogens, and nutrients from our everyday activities and flows into storm drains, ditches, and pipes. This storm and surface water runoff is the leading transporter of pollution into Puget Sound and local wetlands, creeks, and streams. Let's talk about source control. Source control is the control of pollutants from entering storm and surface water by using best management practices. To stay in compliance with Department of Ecology, Kitsap County is required to adopt an ordinance and program that requires pollutant-generating businesses to implement BMPs to prevent pollution. This includes inspections, staff training, education, and technical assistance and enforcement as a very last resort. Pollutant-generating business types. So pollutant-generating means when the typical daily activities of the business creates potential for pollutants to be released to the environment. These businesses include publicly and privately owned institutional, commercial, and industrial business sites, multifamily sites on a complaint basis only, and single-family residential home businesses on a complaint basis only. Common examples of these type of pollutant-generating businesses include mobile businesses, auto repair, restaurants, gas stations, grocery stores, fleet rentals, dry cleaners, and rock quarries. There are over 3,000 businesses in an unincorporated Kitsap County, but only about 700 of those businesses are pollutant generating. So the ecology requirement is that we have to adopt an ordinance by August 1st requiring the application of source control BMPs. Here's our proposed draft ordinance language. All pollution generating sources associated with existing land uses and activities as defined in the Western Washington Phase 2 Municipal Stormwater Permit must implement applicable operational source control BMPs as specified in the ecology manual in order to prevent pollutants from entering the county stormwater drainage system. Should applicable operational source control BMPs fail to prevent illicit discharges or allow violations of surface, groundwater, or sediment management standards, applicable structural source control BMPs or applicable treatment BMPs shall be implemented. In cases where the manual lacks guidance for a specific source of pollutants, the county shall work with the owner-operator to implement or adapt BMPs based on the best professional judgment of the county. What will businesses need to do exactly? So all pollutant generating businesses will be required to meet applicable operational source control BMPs outlined in the ecology manual. Source control BMPs start on page 495 of the manual, and I left the link there. So let's chat about BMPs, best management practices. A BMP is an activity, practice, or maintenance procedure that prevents or reduces the pollutants to Kitsap County storm system or waters of the state. There are three types of source control BMPs: operational, structural, and treatment. Operational source control BMPs are non-structural practices that prevent or reduce pollutants from entering stormwater. Most, if not all, businesses are already doing these. Common examples include sweeping, labeling chemical containers with contents, having a spill kit on hand, training staff on spill cleanup and prevention, and eliminating wash water from discharging to the storm system. Structural source control BMPs are physical, structural, or mechanical devices or facilities that are intended to prevent pollutants from entering stormwater. These will only be required if operational BMPs do not prevent pollutant discharges. Common examples include berms, plastic sheeting, oil water separators, and paving. Treatment source control BMPs are intended to remove pollutants from stormwater. These will only be required if operational and structural source control BMPs do not prevent pollutant discharges. Common examples include biofiltration, swales, and filter strips. So here's an example of a restaurant inspection, common, you know, things that we would look at. So keeping the dumpster area clean and trash picked up with the lid closed, maintain the grease interceptor to prevent sewer overflows, hood vent filter and floor mat cleaning wash water directed to sewer, mop wash water dumped inside to the sewer system to be treated, and having a spill kit on site. Other municipalities, counties and cities already have this ordinance and inspection program in place for several years, including Snohomish County, King County, and Pierce County. Local municipalities such as City of Port Orchard, Bremerton, Paulsboro, and Bainbridge are all in the process of adopting the same program. We are working together to make sure outreach and information given to businesses is similar. So here's our website. At the top there, the link. What I wanted to point out specifically is on the website at the very bottom of the page, there's a public comment form where you can go submit your comments. And this public comment period closes on May 6th. Next steps are Planning Commission recommendation in June, July, code adoption August 1st, and inspections to begin at the beginning of the year, January 1st. Okay, leaving it up for some comments.
Okay, and now we will open the forum for the public hearing. I have one, Mr. Palmer.
I'm presuming everybody can hear me, but I have a question for Sarah. Number one, I'm very much opposed to this ordinance. But number one is, what happens if a business doesn't or decides not to comply? And who says the county staff is the professional resource on this? I take exception to that. And I'm also concerned that even our Board of County Commissioners weren't aware of this program that has to be adopted by August 1st. And I base that statement on input from the Home Builders Association in a meeting they had with the Board of County Commissioners where they didn't seem to know anything about it. Why is that? So I guess it was more than one question, but this is just totally insane. Probably have a whole lot more to say, but I can't believe that the Planning Commission is actually taking testimony on this ordinance at this time, because according to the schedule, that wasn't supposed to happen for another month. But I guess I'm uninformed.
Okay. Thank you for your comments, Mr. Palmer. Do we have anybody else that wishes to speak at this time? Going once, twice. Okay, I will close the public hearing at this time. We will still be accepting comments up until May 6th. You can submit those on the form that Public Works has provided. And then we will be discussing this ordinance at our next scheduled meeting. Okay, that moves us to the combined general public comment period. Do we have anybody here that wishes to speak?
Good evening. My name is Kelly Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, and I just want to share that as a property owner and constituent in Kitsap County, I share the rights with other property owners to not only possess my property, but also the right to the peaceful enjoyment of it. Because of these truths, the current ordinances regarding outdoor lighting, for example, 17.105.110, obnoxious things, and 17.382.030, exterior lighting, as they are written, do not equally protect and support the rights of all property owners. Instead, they protect and support the rights of only some property owners. Kitsap County is an amazing place in which to live, and it is quickly developing. And for this reason, our ordinances must be written with such intention and specificity so as to preserve the quality of life that it affords everybody. I submitted two code update ideas via the smart sheet through the county website on Sunday. Also in the documents I attached, and though I acknowledge that I do not know the intricacies of how the DCD works behind the scenes, I included an idea for due process for if and when county residents complain about code violations. This idea may be helpful to county staff and the community at large, and I ask that you please strongly consider what I have shared, as well as tonight, as well as online, and I respectfully request a timely response. So thank you.
And if I could just ask, what were the ordinances that you cited?
Sure. The obnoxious things, which is 17, so 17.105.110, and exterior lighting 17.382.030.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Were there any other questions for the speaker? Nope. Okay.
Not for the speaker, but it would be great if we could be forwarded to her comment or submittal so we can take a look at it.
Yes. I'm sure that DCD will be forwarding that on to us. Okay. Any other speakers at this time? Nope.
Once, I'm twice. Not seeing any. Not for the general comment.
Not for the general comment. We
not
should be good.
For general comment. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. We will close that session and we come to item H for the good of the order or commissioners' comments. Does anybody have anything they'd like to address at this time? No? Okay. I would point out that everyone received an email from the clerk reminding us about the open meeting rules and asked that everybody follow those so we don't get ourselves in trouble. Okay. With that, this is a quick meeting. Do I have a meeting? Do I have a motion for adjournment? Or we could just sit here and watch each other.
I move that we adjourn.
Okay, and I got the second. Thank you. All right, all those in favor of adjourning, raise your hands. It's unanimous. Okay, thank you. That was a very quick meeting. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thank you.